No, I think we've made a principled stand. The people of Donegal, when the property tax was introduced, the vast majority refused to pay it. They consciously didn't want to pay it because they were opposed to it. I think the one power we have today is at least lessen that burden for the people who are paying against their will, revenues, taking it out of their wages. So,
yet it was pointed out, though, a lot of your motions that your party has down today call for increased funding in certain areas. How can that be happening, or how can that be achieved whilst you also support a cut in the LPT?
Oh, we make no apology for calling for greater investment from central government. We just believe that it should be funded through a fair form of taxation. So I don't see any contradiction in what we're doing here at all.
And if you are so against the LPT, surely it would be better to abstain, no?
No, we're going to abolish it. That's our stance. If in government, we will abolish it. But as I say, people are paying it against their will. Government has taken it out of their wages. So at least we can try and soften that burden a bit.
Are you disappointed that you were the lone voice, your party was the lone voice on this?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed that there's some councillors who speak very loudly about how they want to abolish the property tax, but when it comes to the one power the councillors has to lessen that burden, they say nothing.